Hello guys, again, it's Shanique B, and I'm gonna be here talking about, this is a new episode, this is season 2, episode 2, and I really should have started with that. As you can see, I'm totally not perfect, but yeah, I'm in my office. I have an office now. I have one in my room, but it was calling out space, so I had to put it in my son's room and clean out his room, but I will get to the story behind that. Today we're going to be talking about abuse, and abuse can be showed in many forms. It could be mentally, emotionally, physically, in many type of ways that can all, obviously I would say physical abuse is the highest, but obviously all of them have very detrimental effects on the mind and a person and how they move. So I obviously would love to talk about a story, like a situation that happened in my life, and it is 111, where I was being abused by my child's father. And I'm an artist. I have a whole EP that is released out now, and I'm very excited. It's called 2 Years With You, Almost Kill Me. If you haven't listened to it, it's on Apple Music, Spotify, and you can listen to it on YouTube. I'm very proud of this. My favorite song on there is Failure. So I think that it was about a relationship. Obviously, if you listen to my other podcast, you would know who it is about. But I just wanted to speak on abuse and my experience with it. So I wasn't dating him when this was occurring, but sorry, this is probably a trigger warning for some of you, but I had my son with his father. I was 20 when I had my son, and I started dating his father when I was 18, he was 19, we met in college. And, you know, we had a nice relationship. We got close, and stuff happened in the relationship to make us very, apart. And we had broken up a couple of times and then gotten back together, and some moved on to the point where I ended up getting pregnant at 20 and I had to leave my house. And, I had to find a place to live, and that was a whole process. So, obviously, I've seen signs of him possibly being somebody who abuses people. But I guess at 18, I didn't really take it in. And I think there was one point where, it was a funny joke where I had, I was 18, I think, yeah. So I had sent a message from his phone to his friend saying, "I love you." So it looked like it was coming from Valerie as a joke. And he didn't take that well, and he had put his hand around my neck and, said something, he cut something, choked. And I looked at him, obviously I thought it was funny in my mind, because I was I wasn't really taking it in, but it was something that I had to, I looked at it and I acknowledged the fact that it was wrong. I didn't get an apology, obviously. I think that when he's mad, that he forgets things that he does, he just focuses on why he's angry. And so I didn't care about it. I think that was maybe one incident that happened when we were younger. And there was a couple where he was very rough and pushing me and stuff like that, where I just, I didn't really take it in as such an abusive thing. But then as I got older and I started to see he was being very manipulative with certain things, with money, with chilling, there was cheating involved, and there was a lot of stuff that he was doing that I found it was so manipulative to the point where I was even confused about my own well-being and stuff like that. And I think it wasn't until I had my son where my whole mindset changed on him, my relationship, people, friends around me, changed. Like I certain stuff I wasn't allowing anymore. I had a mouth. I spoke a lot up. I spoke back to him a lot of the times when he was being very disrespectful. And I think that I changed. Like, when I moved out of my family's house and I moved to Massey Center, I changed. I became even more independent. I started to save money. Still have a hard time saving money, but you know, it's a work in progress. Saving money is very hard when you have big goals and big dreams. So yeah, we were at Massey Center, and nothing really happened between the years of 2017 to 2020, which, because that was the last year I moved out, and I was able to move out into my own apartment. And you know, I'm here thinking that, you know, he's saving up his own money, he's not gonna wait. He was supposed to actually get an apartment before for me and our kid, and clearly it's about to be 555, big changes, and clearly he didn't do that. It was all talk. And I had took some of my OSAP money that I got, and I moved, and I got my, you know, I started to save some stuff just so I could pay rent, you know, because I was reaching my time limit at Massey Center, because Massey Center, you have to be out of there at 25, and I moved out at 24. So I took my son, we moved, you know, had his own room, had my own place, you know, and I allowed him to move in. And because I was part of a program with Massey Center, still outside of it, I wasn't, like, it wasn't like he couldn't live with me, but there's just certain, like, he had to meet the threshold of, like, an income set, where if he was going to be on my lease, that, you know, we would see how we would accommodate you, you know, for getting, like, cheaper rent or whatever it was. And I didn't mention it to them because I didn't know if his did meet the threshold. I didn't even think about asking because I was more thinking about having my family together. And there was a point where we were trying to work things out and be dating again and stuff like that. But, you know, I just felt like I wasn't going to be happy. And I felt like he was doing the same stuff that he was doing when I was 18. Like, he was cheating. He was running around talking to people. I've caught him many times, and he can deny it if he wants. I think there's one point where I'm into very psychic readings and tarot readings, and I believe in them heavily. I do them myself for fun. I don't charge, but I do them for fun. And so I got a reading one day, and they told me, yeah, he is cheating, you know, and he has a temper, so I think you should be mindful of, you know, just say you don't want it to work out and stuff like that. And obviously, I didn't listen. I have my own ways of confronting people. And I told him, like, what is it if you are cheating? Like, I just think that we shouldn't be together. And he wasn't living with me at this point. And I found out on Snapchat the people he was, like, flirting with or commenting on. And I went through his snap, and I saw a lot of things, and I snapped. And I think I splashed water in his face. And he had pushed me, slammed me down to the floor. And I tried to defend myself. Obviously, no police report was taken on this, obviously. Because I numbed the pain. And I think there are certain things where, you know, you did this in front of my son. So in front of my son's seeing this, he's crying. You know, he doesn't understand what's going on. He just thinks it's scary for him. So I obviously passed through and ignored it. And I said to myself, you know, this is something that it's like, I had to look at myself in the mirror sometimes and be like, yo, like, is this really happening to me? And, you know, it's something that it wasn't happening all the time, but it would happen in rare occasions, or something that would set him off, or, you know, and I didn't really take it in what was setting him off. I think if he was either getting caught, that's when he would be doing the most. And so I think that was one sign for me to, I was trying to catch it, and I caught that. That was one of the signs. And then I found that, like, when I started doing music, he became very jealous, you know, putting me down, saying, oh, you want to be a singer now? You know, stuff like that. That was very, like, annoying to hear. And a lot of it did not get me down, because he was one of the people to make fun of me singing. I think a lot of people that now probably the same people that were putting down listen to my music. It's like, you know, I had from family tell me that I wouldn't be, like, I can't sing, you know, stuff like that. I had people, like, I remember my mom did not, like, she had somebody come in to test me for vocal lessons, and they did it, and she made a lie saying that she was gonna approve of me doing it, but she didn't, and she didn't pay for it, and it was a big problem. And for me, I hated it, because my brother was a rapper and she supported him, and I thought it was so dumb that, you know, you want to favor somebody for whatever reason. So I think that when I became singer, it triggered him to the point where I was actually really good. And I was and I had to tell him at this time, like, I wasn't into a relationship, because my ex had come back and we had talked about, I had to address, I told her that I was, you know, coming with the song. And, I was like, I'm working on a project about a relationship. And, you know, obviously she was supportive, and she was like, okay, well, I understand, that's what you have to do. And, you know, so I thought that I obviously still loved her and I still wanted to be with her. But then after a while, I think the closure came in. After a couple of days of talking to her nonstop, I think I realized that I did not want to be that in that relationship with her anymore. I didn't want that for myself. And I had told my child's father that I want to not work on things because I need to figure out things with her and let it go. And so he was more worried about, okay, so then what am I going to do now? Because I think at this point is where he was now living with me. And I think he, at this point, he's like, what am I going to do now? What do you mean, what are you going to do now? You're going to move out? Because that's not my problem. You're going to have to eventually. If I date somebody, it's going to be a weird situation having your child's father live with you. And it is a hard situation. It's very weird. Not everybody trusts. And everybody has a right to not trust a situation where you're moving on to onto somebody new and then your child's father is living there. Like, you guys could be well as fucking or doing some stuff behind the scenes. And I know people like that who have done stuff like that, you know? And it's difficult because it's a child's father, you know, there's a connection there, it's comfortable, you know, so stuff like that does happen. And there were occasions where I was sleeping with my baby father, but not when I was talking to people. I have respect for myself and for the people that I'm talking to. I will not do that with people while doing that. I just think it's something that is very, like, you know, stand on your word if that's something that you do mean. And, yeah, I think that after a while I started doing my own thing, I started releasing my songs, and, you know, things started to change. Like, you started getting very insecure, you started to get more, you know, old, like, you know, not taking care of his kid, not watching him when I needed him to watch him. He would go to studio all hours, which is one of the reasons why I also stopped trying to work on things with him, was because he would try and say, oh, let's put effort, let's go on dates, and then when it comes to time, he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do it, you know? I would get mad at him for something that he has done, and he would embarrass me in the mall and tell me, well, we have to go home, and not care about crying, not apologize for it, when he knows he is in the wrong. So I think that it's something that I, you know, took in, that it was like, became emotional abuse as well, because why would you do something like that if you love somebody? And I thought that is like, there is no love there anymore. There was just, you're convenient for me, I can lean on you, I can leech off you, because I know I can't do certain things by myself, so I'm gonna make it seem like we have this image that we're together and we're in a relationship to make my friends understand that I'm better than them. No. And that's something that I had to really sit down with myself and realize that that's what his intentions were. He has not spent time with his kid, obviously. He's doesn't care as much. I think that, I don't know if he loves him, I think that he just thinks about him as a way of like, yeah, you're young, I don't need to spend time with you. I have people in my life, one friend, one close friend to my heart, I'm gonna not mention his name for privacy, obviously, but he is my best friend, somebody who made me believe in best friends again. He has been such an inspiration, such a special person in my life, and he does listen to this, he probably knows who he is, but he has been such an amazing person in me and my son's life, because my son always asks for him. My son can't stop talking about him. My son can't stop asking about him. You know, he interacts with my son. He has helped me with certain things that I had to get from my son. He is very supportive. And I'm very grateful for him. I think that, you know, I had people in my life that my son could look up to and be like, you know, my son does not ask for his dad like that. My son asks for people who are in my life because they're the people that pay the most attention to him. Don't get me wrong, he does love his dad. I know that he asks for his dad here and there. But obviously, you know, as a young 4-year-old, like, you may not think that they pay attention. He's at the age now, if he doesn't get as much attention from his dad, he will feel that. He will express that, and I know he has expressed that to me on levels when we're just me and him. So I obviously had moved again because from my old apartment to a new apartment, because family had now know where I was living, and I felt like I had to leave because it was my safety reasons. So a lot of people did not know that, you know, a lot of people thought, like, you know, this is Shanita's a perfect life, such a happy family, like, no, there's, and I'm gonna be honest, there's a lot of people who project stuff. Most of the time, it's only me on my social media. I don't really post my child's father at all, even when we were together or living together. It was just me and my kid on there. Because honestly, I don't care to have him on my social media, and I just don't, you know, I don't see him a part of my life, even when he was living with me. So it's something that I really had to, like, sit down with myself and be like, you know, that's just my take on it. And everybody has a picture of, everybody's going through problems with their couple's relationship, you know. Nobody on social media is going to really tell you. To be honest, I'm the type of person, I will probably post something negative if I feel like I need to. I feel like I look at social media as my personal diary. I have my own journal, you know, I tweet stuff, you know, stuff that I'm about or inventing about on my social media. So, I don't care to not post something that's going on in my life, which is why I'm talking about this on an anchor on my podcast of Be Raw With Me. So, yeah, I moved into another place that's more farther out of the place I was living, my area. So, you know, he was staying with me for a bit, obviously, And, you know, I started to get, like, really a little bit bigger in my music. I started, like, not as much exposure, but I started to, you know, release more songs and end up releasing an EP. And, you know, I started to see that he started to be more abusive and more shy. Well, you know, if that's what you, like, you know that we're not in a relationship and you don't want me. So the fact that you're even getting mad at the fact that I would be talking to people is a problem for me, because me and you do not like each other. And you know that you're just there. You have your, especially because he had somebody he was talking to, and I think that for you to have someone that you're talking to and then try to have this weird expectation that me and you are supposed to be together, like, you could not be talking to me, be staying with me, and then talking to somebody else for whatever reason you're telling them. Like, no, that is something that you're just a user now to me. So it got to a point where one incident was close to New Year's where I was talking to two people. I wasn't with my ex. I had recently get out of a relationship with my ex-girl, somebody else. And I was still thinking about her, obviously, but, like, it was something that we weren't, it wasn't the time for us to actually talk and stuff like that. So, you know, we did our own thing. She asked to see me on Facebook, you know, obviously stalking each other's social medias, whatever, but we were both talking to people. And so I started talking to somebody, I think it was I was talking to my friend at the time, and my another guy, but me and my friend ended up being just friends. And this other guy, I talked to him, we don't talk anymore. And so he knew, my child's father knew that, but he was also talking to people. But, you know, he decided to get mad, throw a fit, whatever, for reason, because I'm doing my own thing, I'm doing my own life. And I realized that was the second reason that why he was very, abusive towards, like, I remember, like, I told him, I think I took a pillow from my room, and we were sleeping in separate rooms. I went to the other room, and, he had, like, oh, why are you taking the pillow? Like, because I want to. I bought the pillow. So why can't I take the pillow? And the pillow's more comfortable. So, you know, he had went out of his way to get mad and not let me eat food that he has bought in the house or in my house. Not let, you know, groceries, stuff like that. I wasn't allowed to eat certain foods. And he thought it was funny. He thought it was a joke. It wasn't funny. Like, my kid wasn't eating. I'm not saying that he took food away from my kid, but necessarily, like, I literally ate pizza for a week, I think. A week, 2 weeks and a half, or a week and a half. And pizza share, my friend's like, you know, you're eating too much pizza. Like, and at the time, I didn't want to tell him because it was like, I didn't want him to know. But I think I opened up to him after I slept over his house for a weekend. And I eventually, like, later on down the line, I opened up to him about what was going on. And he was obviously upset because it was something that, like, why, you know? And, yeah, I think that also triggered him, that fact that I went out. And it came to, you know, slamming me into doors, into walls, pushing me, you know, stuff like that. And arguing in front of my kid. I think throwing stuff at me. And I think it was something where it was like, obviously I was crying, and I talked to my friend about it, and she was like, you know, you need to call this abuse hotline, da 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 da. And I did it, and they couldn't really do anything because there was no report, and they said that, well, if he's staying there with you, like, you know, what are you really gonna do? You know, if it, like, is it your name on the lease? Like, they weren't giving me much information. It was only my name on the lease. It was my house. Obviously, he wasn't moving in with me. But I had to sit down. I was like, you know what? Whatever. I didn't really, you know, it was nothing that really could have helped me. Then it came to a point where, you know, my girlfriend came. Well, we're not dating, but my ex came back, and we're in a talking stage right now. My ex came back, and you know, we started talking again. I'm still doing me. Obviously, my EP got released. I went to studio. My first studio, my friend opened up. My friend had gave me a connection with them. And I first time studio, first time recording, I was able to go to the studio. And, you know, it became like a home thing for me. And he was obviously upset because I don't know why he would be upset because I had my own studio. But I remember asking him, you know, where are other studios, whatever, acting like he was going to help me. He had his own studio that he was went to. And I had an actual big company that I was going to for my studio. I think it made him mad that I was actually, you know, putting out music. And now putting out music that was properly recorded was making him upset. So I think that, you know, it was a jealousy thing, it was an insecure thing. Anything regarding doing me would set him off and make him wanna, you know, lash out and put his hands on me or whatnot. So I'm talking to Max again, and she comes over one day, like, she stays until late. And obviously I had to drop my kids to school in the morning, and, you know, his school is pretty far and from where I live. So I, you know, my son was not even gonna sleep, because when we have people over, my son is very social and he wants to jump, he's excited. So either way, I would have put him to sleep and did all I need to do, practice lunch when he was sleeping after she was leaving. She was leaving eventually, and he came home, and he came and he saw her. Then he's always being nice, put on this fake face, being nice, understanding. He put JV on, which is my son, to bed, and packed his lunch, and then she was leaving. And we were chilling, we were talking, she was leaving, whatever. And as soon as she left, he started lashing. He's like, what the fuck are you, you know, putting him to bed late? You knew he had school, like, you're a dumbass mom, you're a bitch, da 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 da. And I'm sitting there arguing with him back, because I could care less. I have a mouth. If you're going to put your hands on me, I'll still talk up to you. So I'm like, are you really getting upset the fact that you had to put your kid to bed? Yeah. Okay, I don't care. You're his father. That's your job. So he started to, you know, obviously push me or whatever, and I went into the room and I laid down there and I was crying. I waited to cry, but I think that I thought my son like, he was calling me a bitch, a hoe, whatever. He's like, I'm gonna tell her the next time to get the fuck out of the house, da 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 da, because why is she staying here? But it is not his house, which is so funny to me. I'm like, I dare you, because even if she's here, she's not gonna leave. And she's the type of person that she'll probably fight somebody. And it's something where I did not want to tell her what was going on because of my situation. Like, you know, it's something that is hard to talk about with people, because not everybody's gonna understand what you're going through. And I think, like, he started slamming doors. You know, I could have woke up my son, but he didn't wake up. Started slamming doors, the room door, throwing stuff at me while he was in the bed and my son was sleeping, and throwing stuff at me while I was lying down beside my son. and my son was in my room. So he, yeah, was doing that and being loud too, and slammed me the door. And you know, I remember crying. And I texted her, and I said to her, like, I told her what was going on. She said, "You want me to come there?" I said, "No." And the reason why I said no, because I don't want her to be involved in it. And I'm never a person that don't like problems. I don't even want people involved in my shit. I don't want people to even be a part of any type of drama that has to do with me. So when I tell her that, she, you know, she's obviously upset a little bit. And I the way I perceived the way she responded was very, like, she doesn't care what's going on, because she told me to deal with my situation. And I took it as she didn't care, which obviously that got clarified later on that she did care. And she was upset as to why he wasn't saying anything to her when she was at his house, when she was here. So, you know, it was something that I had to understand and be like, okay, you know, which is the reason why I didn't want to say anything to her. But I ended up getting, I had a reading schedule with my, let me shout out to this tarot reader. Her name is Jaylene. You can look her up on YouTube. She's amazing. Sometimes I do consider her as a friend, which I don't know if that is the case on her end, but obviously if it's not, it's fine, because it's definitely a business relationship that I have with her. But she is a cool person. I think she's cool people. If you want a reading, she's very good at them. I think you should definitely go, and she's accurate. You should definitely go check her out on YouTube. She's very, very sweet. Yeah, so I had got a reading with her, and she had told me, she's like, either you need to leave or he needs to go. Because she's like, every time that you, stuff that you're doing, you something with your music, he's trying to stay there because, you know, I think there's something where you're going to get big in your music, and, like, he wants to stay there and cloud it and, you know, waste your time and make you, you know, make things happen for you late. And I think she said anything that doing with you will set him off. So she's like, and the next, she told me, like, you have love coming your way. You know, you don't have to, you know, you have another offer. If you're not interested in it, then don't, you know, don't do it or whatever. But she said he's blocking a lot of your music from going out there and being bigger. And, you know, a lot of things that you're very talented. And she's like telling me all these things. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I couldn't even speak a lot because he could have heard the conversation. So I don't know if my energy was off to her, but I think she could sense it. And there was something where I was agreeing with her and shit, and I had to whisper more times because I didn't want him to hear. So so she did tell me, and then I made a plan that same day. I said, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to call the cops, and I'm going to make sure that Javen, my son, is not here. So, because if I'm my therapist, she did not know anything at the time, like, she was not aware. But I think she had an idea of something that was going on, but she did not know, because obviously her duty, if a situation like this is happening and a kid's involved, she has no choice but to call CAS. And I already knew that because I have a good relationship with her regarding that. So I already knew the protocols of what was going to happen if I had to tell her about what was going on. So, I made a plan. I, you know, me and my ex at the time, we're still talking, and we got in an argument that day. She was supposed to actually come see me, and she got this amazing tattoo on her hand, which is beautiful. She was supposed to come see me because she got the tattoo in my area, and she was supposed to come right after. But I told her, like, you know, I didn't want to explain to her what I was planning that day. And, I had waited. I think I told her, you know, what's going on, da da da, and you need to get JV on later on in the evening, because that's when I called the cops and I made the plan. I need you to come at this time because I'm doing this. And I had got another reading that same day from Jaylene, and she told me, okay, so this is what's gonna happen. Like, he's gonna leave either way. He's gonna go out his way. He's gonna go run back to his family, which is exactly what happened. And they're gonna send him with open arms. And she said that, you know, as soon as you do it, everything is gonna, you're gonna go through a transformation, everything is gonna change for you, everything's gonna flow easily, you're gonna get bigger in your music. And I told her about the police, what's gonna happen. She's like, no, everything is gonna be fine. I think, you know, it's gonna work out fine. And so I had let, I also asked her a reading on my cats, because my cats, obviously energy, my cats hated him. And I had told I said, what can you be like, what's my girl cast saying, what's my boy cast saying? She's like, you know, the girl cast, she's like, fuck all of you guys, like, which is her energy. She's a very, my kitten is probably, she's not one yet, she'll be one in April, but she is a very feisty girl. She does not care. She's greedy too. She'll be stealing her, my other cat's food a lot of times. And she said, like, you know, what's it called, your boy cast, like, get him out already, like, what are you waiting for, like, oh my god, like, you know, she was explaining to me what they were saying, which was really funny to hear. It kind of lightened the mood for me. Yeah, and so I had, you know, told my ex-girlfriend what was going on, and she wanted to know why. Obviously she had so many questions, which I didn't want to explain to her at the time. I was like, I need you to come get him, like, just stop asking me questions. She said, you know, like, you know what, you know, I'm not gonna, if you're not gonna tell me what's going on, I'm not gonna really help you. And she didn't mean to say that she wasn't going to take my kid from me. She was waiting to see what was really going to happen. I think, like, a part of her didn't believe me of what was really going on. And then I think when she seen that it got real, like, I went to my friend's house because my friend called. I had to call my friend. And I had an anxiety attack because I thought he came home early from work. But it was my cats making noise. And I had all his stuff packed in garbage bags, everything ready from shoes to clothes to mail. And, I had anxiety because I have anxiety, like borderline anxiety disorder. I have borderline personality disorder, and I have PTSD. PTSD is not really active for me now because I've worked. I think the medication, I didn't like it, wasn't agreeing with me, but I also don't watch things that will trigger me, so I don't get nightmares anymore. So yeah, my anxiety. I had a panic attack instantly because I thought, you know, and the police were not here yet. So I had called them, the police, as a false alarm. I'm like, oh my god, I need help, da 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 da, you came home early, but it wasn't him when I went out. And they came in, like, I think 10 minutes, 9 minutes, yeah. And I explained to them, like, and they're like, you know what, okay, so we think that you should take your son. And my son was sleeping at the time. We need to take your son and, you know, go to a friend's house. So I called my friend, and they drove me all the way to my friend's house, which is pretty far. And, yeah, my friend cleaned up his place for me and my kid. You know, my son was making a whole mess. My son ended up wearing his clothes. I was on the phone with my ex, and there was China. I was like, you know, like, arguing with her, like, this is what it's going on. Like, you know, so why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you come to my house? And obviously, extraness, but, you know, yeah, she had came. I told her that I'm on my way there because the police didn't want to go without me there. So I think it was 2:45 in the morning. And on a Friday, and, like, I went there, and I told her, I'm like, oh, on the way there, she had her friend with her, and I'm like, okay, so are you coming, are you pulling up? She's like, yep, I'm pulling up, I'm here. So they waved, she waved for me. She took my son, I took, the police came, I think I Ubered back with him, and then the police were there waiting, and, you know, his dad was already in the unit, obviously, you know, asking, where's his son, texting me, and I said, we're fine, whatever, and, she had, I think she took him down, like, I think it was, like, a next room or next corner where, you know, where we were, and she had a friend there, and, you know, they had to make sure that my son wasn't seeing anything that was going on. So went upstairs with the cops, and we told him that, you know, he had to leave, whatever, and, you know, he didn't even fight this time. He just took up his stuff and he packed up and he left. And you know, try to act like he was, oh, where's my son, like, you're not worried about your kid, your kid's with your mom. So he took some food out of the fridge, he took toilet paper, he took a lot of things that his family had bought for my son and took it back. And to fact that, to you, to think that, like, you would think as a person that, like, you have your kid with you, you don't have to like the mom, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me, but you had your kid is living with the mom, and you had the audacity to take essential things that he would need because you're upset over something that you did on multiple occasions and thought that you were never going to get consequences for your actions. So obviously, I didn't press charges. I showed him the lease, that at least was my name, and he had to leave, and he was not allowed to come back here. And they did a statement and everything, you know. And I think you know, I had let my friend know everything was okay. He did not sleep until he knew everything was okay. And he had a big, works in the music industry, and he had a shoot in the morning, early in the morning. And, my ex-girlfriend stayed with me the night, and she, you know, I talked to her, I was crying to her. It's the first time she'd seen me very vulnerable and deep with her. It was something that I had to explain to her, like it happened on multiple occasions, so I had to tell her the story behind it. And I think everything smoothed out from that time, because I think she didn't believe me because of my situation and what was going on. So in every way, she had a right to have her suspicions, because it's a weird situation to be in. And so she stayed the night with me and my son, and she left in the morning. And, you know, she was there, and I always, like, have a love and respect for her for being there for me and my kid, and, you know, having to, like, put him to bed and talk to her. And, you know, it was a lot of, it was just a lot of support that I felt from her for the very first time. And, so cleaned up my place, saved my house. Ooh, I had a lot of cleaning to do. And cleared out the air. And me and my son were sick, so it was like a very, it was the worst. My cats were very happy. I had to like use savings, a lot of savings, to do a lot of stuff and replace stuff that he took, because, you know, me and my kid are not starving. So that had to happen. And and now we're here, and things are working out in our favor, so I'm very happy. I'm almost finished school, I have 2 more months left. And I'm done school. I'm very happy with myself. Music, I've had a lot of people are reaching out to me now. Like, I think I realized that some producers do want to, you know, send me music. We should work together. And I think it's cool. Like, obviously, I just released the EP, so I'm not in the works of working on anything right now. But I do have songs that I will be, you know, hopefully, I don't know when, maybe in the next year or something, I will start working on the next project I have, which is about me living at Massey Center and the drama that I experienced, and, you know, the healing I've been through and the other abuse that I've been through with family. And I'm excited, you know, because that I want people to understand and hear this experience. And I think a lot of people that knew me did not know anything that I went through, and I think it's something that, you know, I grew up with people, you know, that were friends of my brothers who looked at me as lame, or, you know, because I wasn't into what they were into. I wasn't, like, wearing the latest fashion. I blame my mom for that. I wasn't doing, you know, what they were doing. I was sheltered most of my life. I wasn't allowed to go outside and chill with the cool people and all of that. And, you know, I was weird to them, and, you know, and I think that's based off what my brothers were talking and stuff that people who I was talking to had made rumors about me about. So I think that now, like, hearing my story and hearing, like, this is only a half, now this is like a quarter of my story, but hearing, like, you know, my music now and what I've been through with the relationship and, you know, stuff like that, I hope it's very healing for people and that they can talk about what they gotta do, because honestly, it's hard to have a safe space and talk to people about things, because you just never know if you're going to get judged or people are really going to care. And I'm the type of person, like, I can not talk to someone or care with them, but if they come to me and vent to me about things, I will support you in those moments, but we will not be friends. You know, it's one of those things where I will never, you know, be so rude to somebody because they did something bad to me, or, you know, they didn't like me in the past. But yeah, it's, that was what was going on, and, you know, it's, oh god, my son's awake. So I just thought it was something that I had to talk about, because it was like, you know, it's I feel like it was time for me to share this story. And I felt like I feel like, you know, I feel strong enough to talk about it, and I feel like it's something that needed to be spoken about. And yeah, I hope this is healing for you and whatnot. But yeah, it was something that I had to get off my chest. And I feel like, you know, you guys can do things on your own. There's a lot of stuff in life that you will be supported by. So you're never alone. And I hope that you guys do, if any of you are going through a similar situation, that you guys handle that and you speak out and you find a confidence to do that. Because, you know, I've heard stories like from that same night how there was a girl who was just like me, my age, and her child's father beat her up. He killed her in front of her child. And, you know, you never want your situations to get to that point. And it's hard because you know, as soon as you do leave your abuser, you have to make a plan to not go back to them because it's hard. I went back to my child's father many times because of I thought I couldn't do it on my own, but you can. And it's something that, you know, I just think that people should find that confidence, strength in yourself. Like, especially if you have a child, like, look at your kid. Like, I had to look at my kid and cry because I couldn't believe it. I was like, I don't want him to live this life. I don't want him to see that. And I don't want him treating people like that either when he gets older. So, yeah, I think that's something that episode, I feel like you guys can do this. You guys can talk. You guys can, you know, talk about it. Talk about to a close friend, call abuse help on anything to, you know, get you out of that situation, to help you to understand things that is going on, you know? Hey! Shh. I'm coming, okay? I'm coming. Stay there. Okay, so. Come. You know, I think that, you know, there's help out there. If you could talk to somebody, don't wait till it's late. Don't set yourself in a situation thinking that this person loves you, because they really don't. You know, a lot of days, a lot of people are selfish and they do things for their own reasons. And it's a big thing about power. And if they feel like they can have power over you because they're insecure about their life, they will do anything in their power to make you feel like you're shit and you can't do shit with your life. And, you know, so I just want to put that out there that, like, you're strong and you can do this and you can go out. You know, think about your kid. Think about a lot of stuff that in your life that you can do. And you don't ever want your kid to see, you know, things like that happening, because it will hurt. They are not going to understand, because they're going to also lash out in many ways possible because they're not used to seeing stuff like that. And you know, you don't want them to see that, so you can avoid it as much as possible. I would. But yeah, just wanted to talk about that today. I hope you guys are okay, and I hope I didn't trigger a lot of people. But I just want you guys to be safe and know that you're strong. And if you don't, you just shoot me. Honestly, if you'd like to talk to me, you can hit me up on my socials. My Instagram is Shanique B. My Twitter is Shanique B. You can talk to me on there. You know, you can just send me an email and I can, like, you know, if you need someone to vent to, I'm there. And hit me up and I'll talk to you, you know, as much as I can, as much as I can help you, as much as I can. If I don't respond, I'm honestly busy with life. I have school and stuff. But if I have time, I always will take time out and help if you guys need anyone to talk to. Even about relationship stuff or friends, like, I'm always, you know, you guys can talk to me whenever. But yeah, so I'm going to end this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. I got school in the morning, so I got to get to sleep, and my son is sleepy, and yeah, I wish you guys all the best, okay? Love you. Bye.